from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You could have done this over the weekend on 92.3 The Fan. You remembered that you were on the schedule today, and you have said, I will not give my prediction for the Browns this season to anybody other than Nick Wilson. Be honest. Was it that we've known each other for 30 years, or is it because I have a day part? You got to turn on your mic there.
Both.
Okay, no, I'd prefer you just placate to my ego and be it's that friendship of 30 years.
I saved myself for you.
Okay, phrasing. Yeah, gosh, it's... Nope, not going there.
My prediction specifically for you.
So, I let's hear it. Let's hear your prediction.
Do I get a drum roll or something here?
Jax? So you can understand. Jax was looking at his phone. When you asked for a drum roll, Jax looked.
We had been like building this thing up.
And then, like, exhaled like a pissy teenager. Like, I mean, I guess I'll get you a drum roll if you want them.
I mean,
Jax, on your time. Are we okay here?
Let me know when we're ready.
When it's good for you.
I got you.
I just want to make sure we got everything. We stood on business on your phone. We're good there?
I kind of feel bad here now. Now I feel like the heel. But like we had like been building this thing up. Like I'm going to give my prediction. I saved it for you. I saved it for Tuesday afternoon. And then like you're like, okay, give your prediction. And I'm like, I don't know. I kind of was expecting a little more.
So the cameras are finally turned on the host here. We're the last show with a day part to do this. I wish we'd have had a third camera for Jax. Because I'm not, like, the exhale that Jax had and put down his phone to find something to play was so perfect.
I was just worried I wouldn't be able to find one, like, quick enough.
Yeah, good sell. Good sell on the short space. We jammed you up a little bit there, but yeah.
You know what that was payback for?
I have three daughters.
Giving him side eye for me talking about my nice haircut.
This is a lovely haircut, by the way. Jax, we're on your time.
I got one.
We're ready to roll?
Let's hit it here. Here's Daryl's very official regular season prediction for the Cleveland Browns.
This is a very long drum roll. 10-7.
Hey, that number sounds...
Wild card team.
Okay, that number sounds very familiar.
Because a lot of people are picking the Browns to go 10-7?
Well, if I remember correctly, there is a certain host on a certain show called The Morning Boys, who I believe...
Is that really what that show's called?
It is now. And when I get done with them... No, I believe when Ken Carman made his regular season prediction, mm-hmm. and he said 10-7. I believe that you called him, what was that word? An H word, not that H word. Ooh, a hater. Am I remembering that pretty distinctly clear there? I
think
it's got to stand up for my boy Ken Carman for a minute.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Chicken. Chicken bleep.
The morning boys know sometimes in the morning I can get a little ornery with them because usually they get ornery with me. So, you know, turnabout is fair play.
All right. So with that,
and Ken Carman is like the eternal Browns optimist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, I felt, number one, he was stealing my thunder for stealing my record, number one. But number two, I just expect more from Ken. I expect more optimism from him. And I felt that 10-7 was selling his optimism short, and I had to call him out for that.
So it's interesting about that. By the way, that's a nice way to polish a turd there. With that being said, I will say 10-7 is kind of like the new 8-8. Remember when we didn't think the Browns were any good? But we'd be like, I think if they get to 8-8, that's a real win. And then they'd be like 4-12.
Actually, I think I said if they could get to 7-9, that would be cause for a parade.
So,
but in my defense, they were winning 3, 4, and 5 games a year.
I kind of feel like now that we're in a different spot, I kind of feel like that's what 10-7 is.
So
generically, not specific to anybody specifically.
So the reason I went with 10-7, I do believe that they're a playoff team.
Uh-huh.
I do believe they can win a game in January, and frankly, my expectation is that they will win a game in January, okay, and get to the divisional round. And barring, we'll see how things play out this year, there's a pretty good chance if they don't win a playoff game, I will probably say it's a disappointing season because you didn't trade for Deshaun Watson just to make the playoffs. I'm going to pull a Donovan Mitchell on you here.
Okay.
Okay.
You going to request a trade to New York?
No, which he never did.
Utah.
With the Cavs.
Yeah. Good save there. Which he never did.
With the Cavs. Well, he's here. He signed his extension.
Yeah,
that's true. He's all in. He let him know he's all in.
All right.
But as Donovan Mitchell said, they didn't bring me here and give up what they gave up just for us to make the playoffs.
So I hear what you're saying, but I got into this a couple weeks ago. If you make the playoffs and win just a playoff game, you can't tell me it wouldn't be a resounding success with the way the first 2 years have gone.
I'm saying if they don't win a playoff game, it'll be disappointing.
Ooh, I don't think we can say that. I actually disagree.
I think that they need to win a playoff game. I feel that in my gut just because of this is year three. The clock is ticking on the core of this team. They've gone from one of the youngest rosters in the NFL. Now they're a veteran team. I don't want to use the word excuse because I feel that's unfair. Youth is not a crutch. That's the word I'm looking for. Youth is not a crutch for this football team anymore. But the reason I won 10-7 is because I respect the difficulty of the schedule. They finished in third place in the division by a tiebreaker, and they got a first place schedule. The gauntlet of quarterbacks that they're going to have to face starting Sunday with Dak Prescott, right? You got Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. Philadelphia, I think, is a monster of a football team. They're on the schedule, having to deal with Joe Burrow twice, having to deal with Lamar Jackson twice. The Steelers are an unknown quantity, but we always know they're a thorn in the Browns' side. My Saints are awful. I know that. That should be a second bye week in a row for the Browns there. Kansas City, Miami. I look at the schedule. I look at the quarterbacks they have to play, and it's a tough gauntlet. So if they can go 10-7, I think 10-7 will mean that they're either the sixth or the seventh seed in the AFC. But I feel like they're good enough to win a playoff game as well.
So, but getting back to this idea, because I think what's interesting is...
You hate my 10-7.
No, I actually don't.
Okay.
I think it's a...
Too conservative?
Yeah, I think so. And I think 10-7 is that new, like, the low bar. I think it's the lowest bar that you can set without being called negative. Like, I think there might be people, Deshaun plays a full season to your 9-8. There are going to be people who say, you're being negative. If Deshaun plays 15 or more games, we're going to the Super
Bowl.
What
if I do this? They're 11-7 going into the divisional round.
Because they got a wild card win?
Right.
No, I don't like that. No. No.
Won't even give me that.
No.
Cal?
Well, and here's the thing. It also puts me in a position to $1 Bob, you and Ken, which I do think is the funniest thing in the world. Like when somebody's like, my offer is $675, and somebody goes, $676. I think it's the funniest thing in the world on Price is Right. When somebody just goes...
No, the funniest thing in the world is when they bid $1 on the Price is Right.
No, because it doesn't spite anybody.
Well, that's fair.
If you hop in front of somebody's number, That is a direct, the only way that person is winning is if they hit it right on the dot,
the nose, right.
Which happens like once a week if you're lucky on Price is Right. So there's a part of me that goes 11-6 would be a great double deuces to you and Ken. I'm not going to do that because it's not time for my prediction.
And by the way, you are not getting another round of sliders or burgers, teasers, and fry and milkshake out of me. That ain't happening.
You'll be surprised.
We're not betting.
I always find a way. You're done betting? I fleeced you one time with the Guardians.
I've learned
so
my lesson.
So sufficiently that you've tapped out. The yearly gambling budget for Daryl Riker is tapped out. Because of one food bet with me?
Why do I think all of a sudden now you're trying to bully your way back into another bet?
Don't worry
about
it.
Do you want to go double or nothing?
No. No, because I am so close.
You don't want to go double or nothing?
No, you want to know why?
Why?
Because I can see my teasers, burger, and milkshake from here.
You're like, I'm four wins away.
No, I can actually smell it being prepared at a local shop. And I can already tell, by the way, peanut butter milkshake, just so we're clear.
Listen, I'm not, we have a technical question to ask about this bet, by the way.
Okay.
Do I have to go pick this up and bring it to you? Are we going to said establishment together?
It probably makes sense if we went together, right?
I that's kind of what I was thinking, because if I brought the milkshake's probably not going to be good by the time I get it to you.
I'm more concerned about the burger and teasers.
Yeah, but because the burger and teasers may not make it to you.
Yeah, well,
the milkshake might not make it to you either.
Here's the thing with the milkshake might thaw enough that it's an easy drink when I get it.
Okay.
A cool burger and a cool teasers, not...
So,
you know.
I mean, we need this.
And it's so much more satisfying if you have to watch me...
Eat it?
Eat it.
That's punishment for me.
Yeah.
Watching you eat.
Yep. Enjoy it. You can just hear the diabetes just surge through my veins. Now, getting back...
Your cholesterol.
Now, getting back to your prediction. I don't think it's a bad prediction. I think 10-7 is a respectable prediction. But I do think... Getting back to what you said about the disappointment, if Deshaun plays 15 or more games and you go 10-7, I'm not saying it doesn't matter what happens in the playoffs, but anything that happens in the playoffs in that scenario is icing on the cake. Because anybody that goes into this season thinking, well, my biggest concern is Deshaun, and I don't know he can stay healthy, and I don't know he can play well. Well, he plays well enough to get to 10-7 in a playoff spot, then you're talking out your ass. I'm not saying you, but right. You're talking out your ass if he gets you there, and then you go, we only made it to the divisional round.
Well, and
that's moving goalposts.
But that's why I'm setting the goalposts right out of the gate and saying that not only am I expecting you to get to the playoffs, I'm expecting that you win a playoff game because, again, and I realize this is pocket watching on my part, but the reality is the Browns committed elite assets to get him here in 6 draft picks, including 3 years of first round picks. Plus, they gave him at the time, realized the goalposts on the top tier has moved because contracts have followed. But at the time, fully guaranteed 230, like that move, setting aside all the extraneous stuff that came with him, that move was a we're ready to compete for a Super Bowl move.
Mm-hmm.
That trade was a we're ready to compete for the Super Bowl trade. The Cavs, when they traded for Donovan Mitchell, that one was more like a this is opportunity knocks for us to get a superstar caliber player here. Let's pounce on it. I don't know if our team is on that level yet.
But I think the only thing is, I don't think you're factoring in the last 2 years. The last 2 years have to factor into, even if the ceiling of the trade hasn't changed, the immediate, like, what is the floor raises if you just get to 10-7. No, sorry, just. If you get to 10-7 and Deshaun leads you to the playoffs.
Let me ask you this. What is the deficiency with this roster right now? What area are the Cleveland Browns deficient enough to where it will prevent them from making the playoffs and winning a playoff game?
I think the only thing is if Deshaun isn't healthy.
Okay, so what you're...
Literally, because I think the O-line, I think you could feel completely different 4 weeks in if Conklin's healthy and DeJuan Jones plays well.
But so what you're telling me right now and what you're admitting right now is I paint you into a corner.
It's a big corner.
It is. It's a massive corner. It might be the largest corner in history, but...
Big will be good enough for me.
But you're saying the roster is good enough. The roster is, I believe... I realize I said it last year. I realize I said it the year before. But I feel like this is potentially the best roster the Browns have had, especially from a depth standpoint.
I think it might be one of the five best rosters in the NFL. Okay. I don't think we've put this roster up against the rest of the NFL nearly enough.
And so now you just validated me saying that I feel like not winning a playoff game with what you just said was a potential top five roster in the NFL, that's a disappointment.
But you're negating the impact of how low some people in Cleveland's opinions are of this trade. This will be Lazarus. He is in the Bible, not Lazarus.
I know Lazarus. I did not know Lazarus.
Yeah, I think that was a David Bowie movie. But this is...
Something tells me I should not Google that here at work.
No, the Browns will be Lazarus if they pull this off and get to 10-7 and Deshaun plays full season.
By the way, nice job sounding that out.
Thank you. Had to do it. But no, that's what this will be. They will have rescued this trade from the dead if they go 10-7. So I understand.
And make the playoffs.
Yeah. Like, seriously, that's the way we should be looking. Because here's the thing. In the next 3 years, because then we can reset the bar. The bar's been reset going into the season.
But see, I'm raising the bar because last year.
So if somebody fails to meet expectations, you continue to raise the expectations?
No, I'm raising the expectation from last year. What they were able to accomplish last year in spite of the problem they had at quarterback, and it wasn't a problem, it was a health issue. They kept going through guys until Joe Flacco, speaking of Lazarus and raising from the dead.
I think they just raised him from the couch.
Off the couch.
That's less impressive, by the way. Raising from the dead and raising from your couch. Although some nights,
for you, that might be a feat of personal strength.
Depending
for you
on the glaucoma medication that some may take out there, it's legal now.
The point I'm making is I'm raising the bar from last season. They won 11 games and got to the playoffs last year. I think the schedule this year is tougher, so I'm going to take one win off the board. The quarterbacks that they're facing tougher than they faced last year, right? But where I will raise the bar is I feel they need to win a playoff game, which they did not do last year. And by the way, you know, it really let all the air out of the balloon because of all the energy that was expended to win those 11 games to get to the playoffs in spite of all the injuries and adversity they faced, right? It was like all of that only to go to Houston and just absolutely get run out of their building.
That was twofold. You know why the air went out of the balloon? One, they got their ass whooped in Houston.
Right.
And two, everyone knew that was the end of Joe Flacco.
Right.
I think with Deshaun, to get to the playoffs and have Deshaun healthy, I think that completely changes.
I'm greedy. You know what? Then I have no problem sitting in front of you and telling you I'm greedy.
I'm gonna go forward.
I want the Browns to win a playoff game like you want your burger, teasers, and fries, and you want to bully me into a bet on the Browns season.
I'm gonna go 4 or 5 months into the future. If you get to the playoffs with Deshaun and he's healthy, and anyone on this station tries to say it's a disappointment, I don't know you're going to live in Cleveland anymore. I can't imagine the relief across Cleveland that Deshaun was healthy and you were a playoff team. By the way, the second year you made the playoffs in a row for the first time since the late 80s, I understand your point. And I don't want to dismiss it outright because everything you do in the postseason will be that much more built onto it.
Do you think my expectation is unfair? Because you're telling me that
I think
that
today it's unfair.
You think that you think I'm conservative on my prediction of 10-7. You think I'm taking a layup there, and I should probably be in the 11-12 range as far as where I set the bar. But then you also want me to just not have the expectation they win a playoff game.
No, I think one's
because
a regular season expectation.
If they win 11-12 games this year, they really better win a playoff game.
We're going to carry this over. More on that next on 92.3 The Fan. Who's going to be running down a 10-7 run with a healthy Deshaun? I don't think that's excuses. I do think by the end of Deshaun's time here, I'm going to need an AFC title game. And if that happens this year, all the better. I mean, you want to talk about ripping the Band-Aid off and taking all the pressure away from this team? Deshaun getting you to a Super Bowl or having you on the way to the Super Bowl is a great way to take this thing from what some want to say, not me, the worst trade of all time, to being one of the best trades in Browns history. I just think it's a lot to expect a team. It's a lot to expect for this team to go how turbulent last year was, surviving five different quarterbacks, going into Deshaun's health. It's a lot to then turn around and go, I'm going to need at least one playoff win. Like, I almost think it's like, I actually don't think it is.
I really don't.
Yeah, let me put it this way.
Because you'll have the one area where you were deficient last year, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but you did not have stability at the quarterback position last year because of injury, right? So they,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This year, we're projecting they do, right? So, plus. So, and you didn't win a playoff game last year with the instability at that position. So, but this year, you haven't. So, I think it's very.
What if you get Buffalo? What if you get Buffalo? Buffalo's been knocking on the door of the AFC title game in the Super Bowl for 5 years.
Beat them.
Okay. See, that's where, like, to me, the devil's in the details on whether I can expect you to. This hardlining for the playoffs only makes sense if I know that you have a realistic chance of doing that. Like, it's like, what if you play the Chiefs round one?
Well, that
is a simple thing.
That was what I was going to follow with. Now, if the Browns got Kansas City in round one, then I might have to rethink that stance because I think the Chiefs are going to three-peat anyway.
What about Cincy with Joe Burrow, who all I've heard is he's the second-best quarterback in the NFL?
The Browns do pretty well against Joe Burrow last time I checked.
Yeah, I mean, not the last time. I believe Joe Burrow beat them the last time.
Well, you can't lose them all.
Is that your rebuttal? I don't think that's a great rebuttal. I think you're jamming me up there, friend. No, like
me? Jam you up? No,
so here's
why would
the thing.
I do that?
If you were in the NFC, I would probably be more willing to be a hardliner. I guess I think we're trying to accomplish everything all at once. If it happens, great.
The other thing too is I'm not taking next year for granted. I understand what you're saying about, you know, progress, you know, progressing through this. I am living in the moment, right? I feel like hindsight being 2020. That Texans playoff game was a missed opportunity. And I realize I say that realizing they got run out of that building. Okay. Mm-hmm. It just a complete collapse. Offense, defense, just complete collapse. But all that energy they got expended to get to that moment, right? At the time, Joe Flacco was coming off the five best weeks of his professional career. And this is a guy that won a Super Bowl MVP.
I was going to say, there's a four-game stretch in 2012 that I think might have something to say about that.
I get it. Okay, regular season then.
I think Daryl finally got annoyed with arguing with me.
But the inability to cash that in, right? It took all that energy to get there, and then that happened. I am respecting the energy it's going to take for them to get back to the playoffs, considering the schedule, the quarterbacks, all that, everything we've talked about. And I kind of feel like it's going to be a letdown if they can't win a playoff game, with the exception of, I will give you one exception, and it's not Buffalo, it's not Cincinnati, it's not Pittsburgh, and it's probably not even going to be Baltimore, right? It's Kansas City. Kansas City is the only exception I'm willing to make because they're, in my view, right now, until proven otherwise, they're the unstoppable juggernaut in the conference.
So, Give me a percentage. What percentage are you confident Deshaun can play a full season this year?
Now you're jamming me.
I believe this is called the reverse jam up. Yeah. If you put it any higher than 75%, I don't believe you.
Actually, I wasn't going to put it over 75%. Thank you for trying to answer my question
for me. I'm just heading you off at the pass.
No, you're not. I think you want me to say 70 plus. No, I would say I am 45% confident.
Okay.
All 17 games, correct?
Okay. Let's say 15 games or more. Let's call that a full season.
Okay, 15 games or more, then I would say 60%.
Okay, so you're only 60% confident that this guy can last a full season, all right? How the hell does that not factor in? If you've got 40% doubt that he can even do it.
I'm expecting he's going to be back for the playoffs and on the field for that.
So you think he's going to miss 12 games? Or no, he's going to play 12 games, miss 5, and then be back for the playoffs?
Or he starts...
I think I caught you there.
No!
He
starts 4, has to miss a couple, then he comes back.
If Deshaun plays, and let's even go to the nth degree with the 17 games thing. If he plays 17 games, even if you lose first round Joe Flacco style, the hope carryover...
If they lose first round Joe Flacco style...
No, but here's
the thing. I'm asking for a refund.
The reason why the Joe Flacco thing, the buzz died where it did, is everybody knew Joe wasn't going to be back. Then it was like we're starting back at ground zero. If you lose with Deshaun, you're at least going to say he finally did the thing we haven't done for the first 2 years. He played well enough, he stayed healthy, and we were a playoff team. That's when the expectations
And if
change.
They lose to the Texans a second straight year on Wild Card Weekend, I want some first-rounders back!
No, this is no Hannah McNair. No, but I think I've proved my point here, which is I understand what you're saying, and I do understand why some fans feel the need to hardline. At the same point, guys, there's no way in hell in January, if they're going to the playoffs, you're saying to yourself, well, they're 10-7, Deshaun's healthy. Well, but I'm not going to call this season a success unless you win this game. You will be jubilant. We will be dancing in the street like the 2016 Cavaliers came back from 2016 in a DeLorean to beat the booty cheeks off the current NBA champion and win a championship. It's going to feel like a playoff win itself simply because Deshaun will finally have fulfilled the terms of the obligation and the Browns helping him to be the quarterback he was when he traded for him. That is a win. You can't just slough that off as not a win.
No, fulfilling the terms of the obligation is multiple playoff seasons and multiple playoff victories.
216.
That's fulfilling the terms of the obligation.
216-474-0092. I'm going to say it as it was posed to me on Twitter. Is just making the playoffs with a healthy Deshaun Watson a disappointing season? Some Gardo's talk, one segment to go, next on 92.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.